When you talk about Macanda, the first thing that people think of, besides the eclipse, is the boardwalk. It's the focal point of the downtown, built 120 years ago in 1897, and has seen lots of people and businesses come through. For 16 years, Brian Beverly has made the boardwalk home to the Macanda Trading Company. It's a unique shop with a little bit of everything.
It's just international stuff. I've traveled to 50 countries getting it all. Incense, and there's a lot of metal statues and wooden stuff, old coins, you name it, anything I see that I like, I try to bring it back.
With the possibility of people from around the world gathering in Macanda for the total solar eclipse, Beverly's not sure what to expect.
We don't know. Somebody said 20,000 people down here, but we have parking for 300. We're going to be in a lot of trouble if that happens, I think.
That's when Beverly reminded me about the age of the boardwalk.
You're standing on 1897 there.
Oh, nice.
And then each time it goes up, it's a little bit newer because that was all gone. Guy came in and restored the whole building.
He has a plan for the day of the eclipse, but there's also something he has to be aware of.
I'll just be inside the store here, just taking money. Pretty much. I don't know. Only the concerns I do have is this floor is from 1897. If a bunch of people get on it, I don't know how much weight it's going to hold.
During the spring and the fall, Macanda hosts a festival that brings in a few thousand people over the course of the weekend. So they're used to having large crowds.
You know, people come in waves. They stay for 20, 30 minutes. They leave. They go somewhere else. And so it's always a good steady flow.
The eclipse is estimated to last 90 minutes from beginning to end, which could have people staying longer than what the boardwalk is used to. But Beverly is prepared.
I've had 50 people in here, no problem, so I don't want to get like 55 people in here and find out that's too many. There'll be somebody, at the door making sure that we just keep a good number and it doesn't get too crowded.
At the end of the boardwalk is the Rainmaker Studio, owned by Dave Dardis. He specializes in metalwork, making jewelry, sculptures, and displays some of them in the sculpture garden behind the studio. He's been busy getting ready for the eclipse.
Well, I've been making these medallions, or pendants, solar pendants, I call them, with a black stone in the middle. And I've been making sculptures, big sculptures, like what's on the wall here and elsewhere.
And he's already seen an increase in visitors well before the eclipse.
Well, I think what's happening is there's more people coming into town and checking it out. I've been here for 45 years, and at this time of the year, it's summer, it's usually hot, and you're not making much money. But now there's more people coming through, the curiosity people, and so things are changing for everybody.
And the one thing that won't change is the boardwalk.
That's what we have in Macanda. We brag on having a boardwalk, so the owners are always repairing the boards. If it's even a little bit shaky, it's always replaced.
After the eclipse, Macanda will once again be out of the spotlight, for a little while at least.
I hope it doesn't stop, but then again, after the event, I hope it does stop. Going to need a little rest.
And so Tuesday, it'll just be back to normal.
I would imagine there'll be like six people here.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.